Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today on this February 24th, 2019, the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time. We got some great readings today, but also some, you know, different things that are going on in the Catholic Church. You know, it seems like the Church is, you know, good and bad is in the news. But I think, my brothers and sisters, you know, I think, with all of the tragedies that have happened, and I hope and pray that we're looking at this in all directions, you know, all directions, that this is the sin. Sin is in the world, and sin is throughout our, it's in the Church, it's in our institutions of higher learning. We've seen that, you know, with Michigan State University. It's in our public school systems, my brothers and sisters, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. But this is our culture. Our culture is, in a certain way, breeding this lack of the fear of God, see, that we have no fear of God. And, we're just doing whatever we want to do. And, you know, I think part of it too is, some of these, and we'll talk about that a little bit further on, but, fathers, you play such a great role in the rearing and raising of your children, of how your love is so important to that child. Your support, and for a mother as well, you know, that both the mother and the father play such a beautiful role and such an important role in forming the child. Now, that's not to say something doesn't go awry, you know. The child grows up and decides to hang out with certain people or decides to live a life of crime or whatever. And, you know, those things happen too. Addiction happens. People become addicted. And I'm very familiar with that, you know, and that changes our whole life, changes all of our thinking and everything. So be in prayer, my brothers and sisters. Be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. Don't just sit back and complain, but be part of the solution. Feel free to, you know, drop me an email at St. John Bosco's anytime. You can reach me there through on our bulletin. My email address and phone number are right there readily, or through the radio station that you're listening to right now, Deacon Louis Zimlick in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. So we're glad you're with us. We're going to go right into the scripture readings. This is an outreach of the Catholic Church, and these are the scripture readings that are read at Catholic churches throughout the country and throughout the world this very day, in this seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time. So our first reading starts with 1 Samuel 26, 2, 7 through 9, 12 through 13, and 22 through 23. And it's done that way to preserve time. I know it's very chopped up, and I apologize for that, but these are the readings that are set forth. So it's 1 Samuel 26, 2, 7 through 9, 12 through 13, and 22 through 23. And of course, you're welcome to read all of 1 Samuel 26:2. In those days, Saul went down to the desert Ziph with 3,000 picked men of Israel to search for David in the desert of Ziph. So David and Baishi went among Saul's soldiers by night and found Saul lying asleep with the barricade, with his spear thrust into the ground at his head, and Abner and his men sleeping around him. Abishai whispered to David, "God has delivered your enemy unto your grasp this day. Let me nail him to the ground with one thrust of the spear. I will not need a second thrust." But David said to Abishai, "Do not harm him. For who can lay hands on the Lord's anointed and remain unpunished?" So David took the spear and the water jug from the place at Saul's head and there got away without anyone seeing or knowing or awakening. All remained asleep because the Lord had put them into a deep slumber. Going across to the opposite slope, David stood on a remote hilltop at a great distance from Abner of Ner and the troops. He said, "Here is the king's spear. Let an attendant come over to get it. The Lord will reward each man for his justice and faithfulness. Today, though, the Lord delivered you unto my grasp. I would not harm the Lord's anointed." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians 15, 45 through 49. That's 1 Corinthians 15, 45 through 49. "Brothers and sisters, it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, and the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. But the spirit was not first, rather, the natural and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, earthly. The second man from heaven. As was the earthly one, so also are the earthly. And as is the heavenly one, so also are the heavenly. Just as we have been born the image of the earthly one, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly one." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And finally, our gospel reading is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, 27 through 38. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure which you measure will in return be measured out to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some powerful readings for us today. To love your enemies and to do good to those who hate you. But the main thrust of all of this is the golden rule. Do unto others as you would want done unto you, from the book of Tobit, of course. And Jesus reiterates that. He tells us that again. He tells us to stop judging. Stop judging. Stop condemning. See? But unfortunately, my brothers and sisters, these words fall on deaf ears far too often. You know, many times people will say to me, I don't believe in God. And I ask them to look around. Look around. And they look around. And all of this that you see here was created, was made. You and I, we did not will ourselves into existence. Someone made us. Now the easy answer may say, well, my mom and dad made me. And to that I say, okay, who made them? And who made them? And who were their parents? And the parents before them? And before them? And anywhere along this path, did any of those people or persons believe in God? Believe in Jesus Christ? We must learn to grow up. We must learn to accept certain things in our lives, to open our eyes to see the good and the evil that's in the world. You know, my brothers and sisters, when I first started out this program, we were talking about mothers and fathers and how important both parents play such a very important role. You also hear me preach many times about not getting divorced, to avoid divorce at all costs. And I'm not talking about those instances where abuse is happening or anything like that. Sometimes it's necessary just for the person to save their own life. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, we have lost our way. We have lost our reflection. We refuse to go to church. We refuse to go to Mass. We refuse to go to reconciliation. And we can make all the excuses we want about the turmoil that's in the church, because there's always been turmoil in the church. There's always been sin in the church. There's always been sinners in the church. And I'm not talking necessarily about religious or priests, but even the parishioners themselves, the people sitting in the pews, the people praying, the people who are acting so righteous in church, and then they go home and they beat their wives. Or the person who acts so righteous in church, but they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend on the side. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that sin that we need to look at. You know, very often, and we even see it today, you know, I look at was Cardinal McCarrick, now just Mr. McCarrick, who has made such a great fall. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, there is a lot of anger towards him as well. And I would say some of it is understandable. Not justified, but understandable. We think about him, and I think about him. You know, as a young boy, as he was growing up in Brooklyn, he grew up without a father. His mother worked very hard. But he grew up without a father. And I think to myself, what happened to him? Where did things go wrong? How did things fall apart for him? You know, he rose through the ranks in the Catholic Church, but I tell you, he was an abusive person. He abused people. He abused young men. Young men who wanted to become priests. A very vile thing to do. But I ask you, my brothers and sisters, are we not like McCarrick in a certain way, all of us? how we abuse people, how we abuse things, how we abuse situations, how we kill our enemies, right? And from our first reading from David, how David held back. He did not kill Saul, right? He had the ability to do it, but he did not do it. He did not do it. He said, do not do it, right? And then we even see this from 1 Corinthians. God is talking to us this day. He's screaming at us this day to look at the church, look at its sinfulness, look at its brokenness. But after you get done looking at the church and maybe condemning the church, I'll never go back there again. And that's fine if that's what you want to do. It's not the answer, though. It's not the answer. The answer is not to pick up the spear and thrust it into the heart of the church. That is not the answer. That is not the answer. The answer is to take the spear away. To let the church know that we are here. That Deacon Louis is here. That I am willing to help. That I'm willing to put the pieces back together again. That I'm willing to help to try. Because it's all about trying, my brothers and sisters. We are not going to drive out all the sin in the world and to call sin what it is, sin, and not to be afraid of it, and to call marriage that marriage is between a man and a woman and not to be ashamed of it and afraid of it, and that a family, and a child deserves good mother and a good father. That balance of that relationship that creates us in God's image. From 1 Corinthians, Jesus mends the transgressions of Adam in all of us. See, we all have Adam in us and Eve, right? That brokenness, that sinfulness. I'm going to do it my way. This is what I want to do. I have decided this is me. This is what I'm going to do. This is who I am. I do not need God. That's how we think. That's how we act. See? It's very sad. And we act this way, and this anger and this hatred all towards God. Because we say God's got all these rules. They're not rules, my brothers and sisters. They're guidelines to a happy life. And you know as well as I do. You know as well as I do what the truth is. We know what the truth is. Each and every one of us. If we sit quietly, we ask God, God, tell me the truth. Tell me the truth about me. Where am I broken? Where am I wrong? Tell me, Lord, I'm ready. Maybe even on your knees saying, I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready for you to tell me. I'm ready for you to heal me. And if I can become healed, if you can heal me by your grace, by your love, by your forgiveness, by your mercy, maybe, just maybe, I can help my neighbor or my spouse, or my brother, or my sister, or someone I work with. But first and foremost, I have to heal me. God must heal me first, or I can help no one else. You cannot give away what you do not have. You cannot give someone else love if you have no love. If all that's in your heart is anger and politics, and about we need to do this, we need to do that to fix this or to fix that. You know, I believe in laws. Laws are very important. But love is even more important. And do we practice these laws with love? And I hope and pray that that's what I'm doing right now. Because God calls us quite plainly not to condemn and not to judge, but to judge rightly. To chastise, yes. Yes. To tell people the truth, yes. Yes, we must do that. Someone's getting drunk all the time. You need to tell them you need to stop drinking. If someone's about to lose their house because they're gambling too much, if someone's going to lose their marriage because they can't be faithful to their husband or their wife, you need to tell them. You need to tell them. So in case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. It's outreach of the Catholic Church. We're glad you're with us here today. And I want you to come home to the church. But more than anything, I'd like you to come home to God. To come home to Jesus Christ. To call out to the Blessed Mother Mary, the Mother of Jesus Christ. You know, she's a very holy person. I think that's why a lot of people hate her. Because she's so holy. She's so beautiful. She's so loving and kind. Easy to forgive. Always pointing towards Jesus. Always having that answer, that the answer that the Blessed Mother tells us, that the answer is Jesus. Her son is the answer. Jesus is this answer, this golden rule made flesh. Indeed, regular confession. I'm going to talk about confession a little bit. But I ask you to pray for Cardinal McCarrick, Mr. McCarrick now, who has now been defrocked. He is no longer a cardinal. This is very sad, but it is a just punishment. Maybe even more so punishment, but God will decide that. God will decide that. But we need this, we need more of this kind of honesty in the church. We do. This happens in big corporations. This happens in learning institutions. Don't think that this is just the church, my brothers and sisters. This is the church. How much worse do you think it is in other places that don't believe in God? That don't care about God? How much worse do you think it is? See? It's much worse. They say that the abuse rates and the juvenile detention centers throughout the United States is horrific. Horrific. Hell on earth. Okay? That's not the Catholic Church. It's the juvenile detention centers that are run by the state governments and the county governments and the city governments throughout the country. Pray about that. Pray about that. Think about that. So when you throw one rock at the church, and maybe we deserve it, and we probably do, make sure you save a rock for the other people too. If you're going to speak the truth, if you're going to speak in balance. But let's talk about this gospel reading. The church says, indeed, regular confession of our venial sins, the small sins, help us to form our conscience, to fight against evil, to fight against the evil tendencies, and let ourselves be healed by Christ. As we progress in the Spirit, by receiving more frequently this sacrament, through this sacrament, the gift of the Father's mercy. We are spurned to be merciful as He is merciful to forgive. Be merciful just as your Heavenly Father is merciful. And that is the from the gospel reading, the main thrust of the gospel reading. Do unto others as you would want done unto you. See? Every baptized person is called to be a blessing and to bless. The greater or sacramental blessings are left to the bishops, the priests, and the deacons to be administrated. But my brothers and sisters, you are called to be a blessing. If you are baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, hopefully in the Catholic Church, if you have received the sacraments, especially the sacrament of the Eucharist in Holy Communion, but also this sacrament of reconciliation, to be able to have something to give away to the other person. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, I think it's a reason why, another reason why we don't go to church. We don't want to be merciful. We don't want to be forgiving. We don't want to do things in balance. We want to throw rocks at the church and call it good. Well, it's not. Okay? If you're a rock thrower, there's plenty of places to throw rocks. Believe me. And lots of institutions. But let us start, as the scriptures are telling us, let us start today with ourselves. I start with me. What am I doing? What am I doing to try to help things? Am I praying? What is my spiritual condition? Do I cuss and swear all day long? Venial sins. People say, well, that's no big deal. Cussing and swearing. It is a big deal. It is a big deal. Especially if it's around children. It's terrible. It's disgusting. Very sinful. And then you wonder, your kids go to school and they say those words. Hey, where did they hear that word? Well, they heard it from their mom or their dad. Well, you know where I heard that word, Dad. You say it all the time. Or mom. Right? So kids, in a certain way, I know for me, my kids are my greatest conversion. My greatest source of conversion came from my children. Their honesty, their love, their forgiveness, their mercifulness. We can all regain that as adults through the sacrament of reconciliation, getting on our knees and praying, examining our consciences, examining our hearts, examining how we think, how we process thoughts, how we process problems. My brothers and sisters, we think better if we love God. That's the bottom line. We think better if we love God. We are more merciful if we love God. God gives us those gifts. We become like Him, like Jesus. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to go to Mass, to confess your sins, to start receiving the sacraments, to come back home to the Catholic Church. If you're interested in anything else about the Catholic Church or the Diocese of Kalamazoo, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. You can also go to holyfamilyradio.net, where we archive our programming on there. So my brothers and sisters, be in prayer this week. I encourage you to go to the EWTN.com website and look up the Theology of the Body, which is the analysis of the knowledge and of procreation by Pope John Paul II. And so as you go through this week, be in prayer. We're heading towards Ash Wednesday in a few weeks here, and we're heading towards Lent, this beautiful season of Lent, where we can really reconstruct ourselves, almost kind of like the new year once again comes upon us. This new day, God gives us a new day every day to be more merciful, to practice this golden rule, to pray and to forgive, and most of all, to forgive ourselves and our own weaknesses. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.